Hi, and welcome again to our wellbeing podcast, Find Your Own Pace. It's Ellie here with my great friend Fran. Hi, Fran.
Hello, Ellie. How are you?
I'm all right, actually. I mean, we're in the midst of our third lockdown, aren't we? And we're going to be talking about motivation today, Fran, and I think it's a really good opportunity to talk about motivation because I kind of, understand how people's motivation is slightly waning at the moment. But you know what? Our first podcast, I've had so many comments from people that have listened to it and have given us feedback. Do you know what? I think it's fantastic. Tell us the facts and figures about how it went, the first podcast.
I am quite amazed that we've had 100 podcast listeners.
100?
Yes, 100. They have either listened at the launch, the last 30 days, or last week. And we even have 27 followers.
Oh, that's kind of well exceeded any expectations I had. So thank you. Really, thank you to everyone that listened. And keep listening. So as I said earlier, Fran, we're going to talk about motivation, aren't we? Because it's January. Dark, it's a little bit cold, that whole motivation to get yourself going, whether it's to kind of get up and go for a run, or whether it's kind of do a little bit of yoga, or maybe it's just a kind of some healthy eating habits. But kind of motivation, that's kind of really important at the moment, isn't it, to keep ourselves going?
I totally agree. Motivation is so important, especially when shielding. You need to have get up and go to make sure that you go outside for an invigorating walk.
So it's so difficult for you, Frank, your shielding. Kind of what motivates you? What gets you up and out and moving?
I've always had natural drive.
Yeah.
And I always make sure that I have a couple of goals that I reach by the end of the day.
Ah, so you set the goals out for the day. And then do you set those challenges out in the morning, or do you just kind of do that in the night before?
I switch off in the evening. I'm much better in the morning when I prioritise my goals. And if I don't achieve them, especially now, I've learned that it doesn't matter.
No, I think that's right, isn't it? So if you set yourself a challenge or a goal, that if you don't make it, it's okay. It's okay not to be able to make it, and not being hard on ourselves if we don't make it. So many people kind of go, oh, I didn't go for a run today, I'm so disappointed. Well, actually, it doesn't matter. You've got tomorrow. So I always think it's really important great to set goals. But do you know what? If you don't achieve them, it's okay and not to be hard on yourself. Motivational ideas to get people up and out. And it can be any kind of, recently, we'll talk about it later, I'm sure, but we've had a kind of a treasure hunt, a walking, running treasure hunt. And it's just those little things. You go, that would be brilliant. I can take the kids on that. We can do that on Saturdays, the whole family. So these little ideas that people have, little seeds that they kind of bring to the table, and then suddenly kind of it becomes something that people can enjoy as families or individuals. So I'm loving all these ideas that people are bringing to the table. But I'm really excited this month because we have got three really motivational individuals, people who I admire hugely, all very different. But these are three individuals that I personally have found have motivated me and my life. So I'll be really interesting to have a chat to find out what motivates them.
So who are our guests?
Ah, well, we've got Yasha, our very own Yasha Williams. So, well, we know Yasha very well, but some of our listeners might not know Yasha. So Yasha is works in the kind of creative industry, I suppose, but she's also a personal trainer and a fitness instructor. And she is going to talk to us about how she motivates others and motivates herself.
In the first lockdown, she got us all immediately motivated with her circuit hit Zoom classes. Yash has come into her element as we all began to adjust to virtual fitness. And she's kept us all energised throughout these unusual times.
Completely, absolutely. So, absolutely. She put on some kind of said, look, let's put some circuit classes on. And we did those online and we put more and more on. Absolutely right. She's kept us absolutely focused every morning. Let's get up. Let's do a Yasha session. You're absolutely right. And then Juno Field, who is a coach, He's a sprints coach, actually, and some of the listeners will know him, who have worked with him. But again, he's just a great motivator. He's just a really great guy that just says the right things at the right time to get you going.
I always looked forward to his Friday night workout session because it always set you up for the weekend.
And how he kept his clients and his group of sprinters motivated in this last kind of 9-10 months. And Fran, who have we got? Who's our last motivational speaker? You introduce them.
We've got Chicken from our 9:30 run club.
Oh, yes.
She has created great camaraderie within her group, keeping them motivated with daily challenges, culinary running events, and socials when permitted.
Chicken is a Greenwich runner, and I think she is just a naturally motivated person that just brings people together and comes up with some fantastic, crazy ideas to keep people going. So I'm going to really look forward to meeting her. So I think we've got three great people. So, and I know, Fran, you've done a lot of work to get those people on board with us this month. So huge thank you to you. I think we'll kind of listen to Yasha now.
We have with us today Yasha. Yasha, it's great to have you here, but sometimes I'm not quite sure what to call you. Yasha, Yash Bash, Yash. You come in many, many guises. What should we call you tonight?
I think we should call me Yash Bash, because that seems to be the Greenwich Runners rule of thumb.
Greenwich Runners rule of thumb. And actually, talking about kind of your role, I suppose, in terms of Greenwich Fitness and Pilates, you have many roles. You have a coaching role, so you're one of the Greenwich Runners coaches.
Yep.
You're one of the fitness instructors. Yep. You're also a personal trainer. I mean, you have many different hats. I mean, how do you find the time to wear all these hats, Yash?
I'm very organised. I plan my day, I think, and also I love what I do. I love teaching. Greenwich Runners is an absolutely brilliant group of people. It's always a joy spending time with them. And I fit it in because I want to fit in, because I want to do those different classes. I enjoy those classes. I enjoy teaching them. So I'll always find time to do things that I enjoy doing.
I mean, the feedback, and I know Fran will agree with me, the feedback about your classes is that people say it's the thing that's got them through this lockdown. Three lockdowns. I know you do early morning sessions. You've been doing evening sessions. I mean, what kind of motivates you to get up early, to stay out late at night, and to support people?
So I think generally I used to be kind of not a very good early morning person, I would say. And I think that's kind of shifted anyway, as I've got older and sort of my life's changed a little bit for me to kind of want to fill my day as well as much as I can and fit things in. So the morning classes, I think everyone will agree, it's quite hard to get up in the morning, but once you're up, you're up. And I love my morning classes because everybody's had to get up and everybody is there. It's lovely to see people on the screen at the moment, obviously, if we're doing everything on Zoom. And it's just really lovely to spend an hour and see people, and just that people are motivated enough to, you know, book those classes, come to those classes and spend time with me, and also that I can spend time with them. And obviously we vary the classes every time we do them as well, so people don't kind of know what's coming. I know everyone hates a bear crawl. Nobody yes. likes there's a couple that we don't do. I generally try not to do things that I don't like either, because that's something that I do in my classes. And evenings as well, I know sometimes you have a really long day at work and you might not want to do an evening class, but actually I think everybody agrees that once you do a class, you will always feel better for doing it, whether that be a run or a HIIT class or a one-on-one. You know, everybody, I think at the moment it's difficult to feel motivated to kind of go and do things and spend time and expel energy when we feel quite tired and we feel maybe a little bit negative. But I don't think anybody ever feels like they've wasted time doing a class or having a session or meeting a friend for a run. So it's about kind of using that time productively as well. And I think, you know, an hour spending it with other people, seeing other faces on the screens at the moment, it's just motivating for me as well to see people out there and for me to connect with them that way at the moment, rather than, you know, personally, which we obviously can't do.
Well, I have to thank you personally for the motivation to get me up and out. And I know we've enjoyed many runs together. But have you always been self-motivated, Yash Bash? Is that always something that you've had inside you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm quite a motivated person to generally kind of go and do things and get things done. I think over the years, I mean, my first marathon was in fact motivated by you, Ellie Brown. So, you know, because there's certain things that you really feel like maybe you can't do. And I think something that's huge, like a big event and like a marathon, you know, a long distance. I think if you're a runner at the beginning, in that feels like something that's a million miles away because it's such a big achievement. It feels like even if you are motivated, it might be something you might not be able to achieve. But I think sometimes if somebody has a bit of self-belief in you, and also you take it slowly and you do something and you build up your times and you build up your distances and you create something, it's just a really lovely thing to achieve. And I'm somebody, as I've got older, I like to challenge myself, and I think that that's where my motivation comes in. I like to set myself challenges because that's just, for me, that's something that I like to do to see whether I can do something. And if I can't, I've tried it, it doesn't really matter. But also, you know, with motivation, some days I'm definitely more motivated to do things on my own, and other days I need the support of others to help me be motivated. So my motivation comes through you know, teaching people and doing those classes, but also then, you know, meeting somebody for a run and arranging to meet somebody for a walk, because I know then that I will do that because I want to see that person. But that gives me the motivation to do it and achieve it as well. So yeah, I have always been motivated, but I think as I've got older and I want to achieve more things for myself, that's where my motivation has kind of come in, to do it for me and not for anybody else. And I think that's really important. And you will always do something that you want to do as well. I think you'll be more motivated to achieve something if you really want to do that. So if you know, you're already going into something thinking, oh, I'm not really sure I want to do this, with all the motivation in the world, if you don't really want to do it, you won't really, you know, probably get to it. Whereas if you really think about something and you put your effort into it and you want to do it, then I think you will. But it's definitely about using resources and getting people around you to help you as well, because it's hard to do things on your own.
I love what you say there, Yash. Don't you, Fran, about how having people around you to help motivate you? Absolutely. Think that's really, really important.
I think there's just a huge camaraderie. And I think the camaraderie has grown in our lockdowns and in the classes that you have done. Because, you know, you've inspired us all to get much stronger.
Well, I think sometimes it's hard as well to maybe ask people. We forget really that, you know, some people aren't comfortable asking people to go for a run with them. And I think that's why the running club, you know, our Saturday run clubs were brilliant, because it allowed people to come and join, and, you know, they could run on their own or they could meet people. There was that social aspect of kind of having a coffee afterwards. There was almost sometimes you felt like the motivation to come to the club was for the coffee afterwards, which used to make me laugh, but which is great as well. You know, and I think with that, people didn't know what session they were doing. So you kind of came and you didn't know what was going to happen. And there is that kind of like lovely group feeling of, yes, being supported by other people, wanting to see how people are, and also supporting other people and them supporting you. And there is a massive gift in that, actually, to be part of something. And so in lockdown, that has been really hard, because it's meant that people have had to reach out and say, you know, would you like to run with me, or would you like to meet for a walk? And that can be quite difficult for people to do that as well. So, but I think, you know, Greenwich Runners has, and Greenwich Fitness and Pilates has created such a great network, such a big network of people that there are a lot of people there that kind of help each other. It's a community, and actually we want to help each other, and that comes through, you know, very well at the moment in terms of, you know, some people are doing better than others, and some people are doing better one week than others. So actually at the moment, just sort of saying to somebody, would you like to come out and meet, is a great thing to do.
It's that support and motivation, those two words that go together. It's not two words you probably put in motivation with. No. But I think in kind of this past year with the pandemic, I think kind of those two words have really resonated with me. You know, having, as you said, that person to support you, but also to motivate you. So they have two roles, really. I mean, I know, Yasha, you have supported many, many people over these last 10 months through motivation, but also just from being you, from always just making sure that you call upon people, ask them how they are, send them a little note. You're a legend. What do you think? What do you think, Fran? You're a legend.
Definitely a legend. I'm always intrigued, Yash. Where do you get your inspiration to create the classes, the actual set of the class? Because you never repeat anything. And I'm always intrigued by that. I mean, do you get your inspiration through different instructors?
Yeah,
I mean, incorporating something what I would say fresh, like you said earlier. I mean, no class is the same. I mean, we might have whatever they're called, bear hug.
Bear crawls. We'd love a bear hug, wouldn't we? We'd all love a bear hug about now. So, I think it's, I teach how I like to be taught, and I think that's what I've learned. I'm definitely somebody who likes to change up what I do, and actually over the years, that's what I do. I change up the way I train myself, and that keeps everything fresh and keeps me enjoying what I'm doing by changing. And also, you know, your body changes as well, and there's certain things you can do now that you couldn't do before, and vice versa. And actually, the classes, I want to mix them up and change them, because I think that keeps people motivated to come as well, because they're not sure what's going to be in the class and what's going to be in the session. And you're right, you know, they learn new things that they enjoy doing. And actually, you know, over lockdown as well, people have become stronger. You know, we've been doing a lot of strength work that we weren't doing before, and actually that's made people stronger and fitter. So I adapt to that as well, and slowly and subtly make things harder without you realizing. and it keeps people, you know, enjoying that. So yeah, that's what I do. Train as I teach as I like to train.
Fran, I think we're going to have to wrap this up. I think we've had a fantastic time listening to Yasha and how she motivates us all every morning, every evening, every weekend. Thanks, Yasha, for joining us. Yash Bash Bash, thanks very much for joining us on this motivational podcast.
Hi, it's great to have you, Shikin, with us today. Thank you so much for joining our podcast on motivation. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself for our listeners who maybe don't know anything about you?
Oh, hi. Hi, Ellie. Hi, Fran. How are you? Well, thank you for inviting. And I never done this before, so just feel like, all right. It's quite nice in a sense, yeah. Well, my name is Shikin, so I think that quite a lot of us knew me, but then probably some don't, and some are close to and some not. So basically, yeah, I think that probably all of you know that I'm from Malaysia. I came from Malaysia about 15 years ago, so I've been living here for quite some times, and I just moved to London about a few years ago when I joined Greenwich Runner. 2018. So that's when I started to meeting lovely people like you, Ellie, and then so many. Yeah, it was so nice. It just, you know, especially when you move to a new place, right? It's just really good to have that, this kind of community that you can meet people that like-minded, like all of us, love running or socializing and do whatever that we like. So perfect. So I thought that it's amazing platform to meet people.
Thank you, Shikin. I mean, what's really interesting is that you're just a natural motivator. You are amazing because you come up with these fantastic ideas to motivate runners and your friends. And where do you get your motivation from, Shikin?
Okay, where do I get my motivation from? I think I can't sit still, Ellie. I just need to do something. I just need to do things.
I understand that. I get that.
I think like a lot of people that I just need to do something. Like every time when I feel like, oh yeah, maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that. But at the same time, I don't want to do it on my own. So it's always nice to get a few people say that, hey, you know, can you do this? You know, want to do, let's do 21K next month or even something like that. So, yeah, you do tend to get friends that say that, oh, yeah, I'll do it with you. So basically, very much like when I feel like doing something, I just ask people around, do you want to do it? So, yeah,
so that's how we. And what have been some of the challenges that you've kind of set yourself and some of the runners and your friends?
Oh, well we're quite a lot, Ellie. You know, we've done a lot, yeah. And we do all like kind of fun things. Like, for example, you know, like when we started off, we're doing a culinary run. You know, we call it a few things like dim sum run. I don't know.
Can we join in next time?
That. So what, brilliant. Yeah.
They're brilliant.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. So we set, like, for example, let's aim for 15K. So we build up the distance. And then the last day when we did the 15K, and then we run to a place where we have dim sum. So that's quite nice, you know. So kind of we did this a few times that another one that we did dosa run. So it's like kind of, you know, mix it up a bit here and there. So, you know, it's always fun.
And I know you did a beer run, but she can tell us about this mad you in lockdown. You've been amazing in giving you know, people challenges, but you did some squat challenge.
During the lockdown, you know, like you just really need to do something. So I just feel that I need to do something. Otherwise, you'd be just sitting at home. And then if you're working from home, that just sit on your desk every single day. So you just need to do something. So initially, when we started the lockdown, and I set up a few challenges for myself. So I did the press-up challenge. Then after that, I said that, well, I need to do something else. But then doing on your own is a little bit boring. You know, like what I say, that I love socializing. I love people. And I like to get people together. And, you know, I got all friends coming over to my place. Before the lockdown, we did quite lots of things. We go out, we have dinner at my place, we have barbecue and so on. And then all gone, the whole thing gone, 2020 lockdown. So just need to do something with friends. So I thought that, hey, maybe we can do squat challenge. And what we do is we just lock in, saying that set up the Zoom like this, like what we do, like green Zoom. So every day at 11:45, so they all have the link. So we just log in. So there's a lot of advantage in a way doing that. First, you break up when you're doing the work, like you're working, and then you know that there is 11:45. You're trying to aim that stop at that time and get up and do something and move, basically. And it seems that everybody they quite like it in a sense. And then what else?
That's a really chicken. It's a really good idea to have that time, you know, give everyone a time, because it's a really good goal to set yourself. Okay, guys, we're going to meet at 11:45. Everyone, stop what you're doing, finish your project. And that's really, and you did that every day, did you?
Oh, yes, for 30 days solid. So every single day.
Fantastic.
We have rest day, like, you know, the challenges, like you do 4 days, I guess you got rest days. And so it's really good. So it's actually set everybody so to be committed and also to plan your day, really. And you have meetings that, like, I have to plan my day too, because I have lots of calls, lot of meetings that, well, when I plan my meetings, and I said, well, I'm not available from 11:30.
Brilliant. That's really good. So you actually block that time out. And so what was it? It was 250 squats that you were aiming to do on that. So I think after one run club on a Saturday morning, there was a group of you when we could meet in groups, a group of six in there.
Yeah. We start from 50, build it up to 250. And then it just happened that that's the end of lockdown two. And then we finished that. We actually do it together at 250 at a park. So that's quite nice. Yeah.
That's just brilliant. I love it. But I think, you know, listening too. So do you think it's other people that help motivate you? Because you talk a lot about doing things in groups and with your friends. So you, what motivates you is being with a group of kind of like-minded individuals where you can do things together and support each other.
Yeah, because of, you know, sometimes people just don't, but probably thinking, want to do something, but then again that you need somebody to so-called like give that kind of push. Yeah, it's just, that's quite important in a sense. So if somebody really need to take charge in the sense that, and then you have to be committed. So then when you show that you're committed to what you're doing, and then the rest will do. That is definitely one thing that I found out. That is how everyone thinking, yeah, I mean, that let's just do it.
So Shakin, I want to know what the challenge is at the moment, or the next challenge. I mean, what have you got coming up?
Well, so I'm going to do half marathon at the end of the month, and
brilliant.
And a few will be doing 15K because of probably half marathon will be too much. Some, and at the moment we just started our 30 days lunges challenge. So that's the same format, 11:45, we lock in, so we do it together.
And how many are you building up to?
Well, we started off, we're going to do 140, up to 140 lunges.
Incredible.
That is fantastic, Shakin. Please video it. We'd like to see it. Please share it on our Facebook pages, our Greenwich Runners chat, and on the WhatsApp group. It'd be lovely to see that. But do you know what? It's been fantastic talking to you, Shakin, hasn't it, Fran?
Yes. You've been an inspiration, Shakin. And I definitely feel that I've got to know you more.
Yeah, I think you're an inspiration, Shakin. I mean, you're so natural, just the way you talk about it. Just like, you're like, yeah, we do like 250 squats. Yeah, we're doing another lunge challenge. Yeah, I did a plank challenge. I mean, you are amazing. Absolutely amazing. Good luck with your half marathon.
Good luck, Shakin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll let you know. I probably post some photos.
Let us know how it goes. And also, I think when we come out of this, it'd be fantastic if we could do a kind of another beer challenge that you did. Maybe get all the Greenwich runners and maybe go off and do a beer and wine challenge. So thank you, Shakin. It was lovely to speak to you. Fanny.
Bye, Shakin. Bye.
We have with us today Juno Field. Thank you, Juno, so much for joining us. We really appreciate you coming on to our Find Your Own Pace podcast. Juno, former athlete, sprints coach, and personal trainer extraordinaire. Tell us, you know, it's about motivation today. You know, how do you motivate yourself to get up when it's a wet, miserable morning, get out there and to motivate others?
Motivation, that's a really difficult subject. I think even with athletics, as well as with PT and whoever else, that footballers as well, I do variations on the theme where they want speed work. The people in most cases motivate me. Once I've taken someone for about 3 or 4 sessions, I then start to get the measure of them and find out what they're like. And I know what motivates me to motivate them. So it's a real mishmash of a thought, that one, because I motivate myself, as I said, just by, I like what I do.
Yeah.
Really like what I do. That's the first thing. And I think that's what you've got to do. Sports generally for me is a real pleasure. So that's probably it.
I found your Friday nights with Junos excessively motivating. I mean, it became like a thing on the calendar.
I said something earlier, just
Friday
about
night, Juno, and then we'd go off and have a good old glass of wine.
How you motivate others is by finding out a little bit about them and what makes them tick. And that's something really special, I find, because I've worked with you, Juno, for many years now, and you're a massive motivator, have been to me and to my family, and you've worked with my son. And that's what's so special, I think, about you, Juno, is that you get people, you understand what makes them tick, and you use that to motivate them. And I mean, is that something you just have, or is it something that you've kind of honed over time?
I think years of finding, and perhaps people that are sometimes seemingly difficult, and you get to know them and you talk to them. And as I said, after three or four sessions, you probably think, oh, I know what makes Ellie tick, or I know what makes Fran tick a little bit. Now I need to tweak that little bit about him or her. And you start to talk to them. Even in athletics, I've got a relatively new group now over the last couple of years. And the two guys that's been around the most during the last year for lockdown, we have a 15-minute gap. And I really don't know them, but I asked them about their home life a little bit and what they do, what they've done, and things like that. And then you graduate, and they ask me about me and what I've done. And I sometimes, quite often, certainly when people ask me about what I've done, I hate telling people about me. I really do. I just don't talk about that subject.
And why do you know? Because you're an exceptional sports person. Well, you still are, but you know, in your youth. I mean, why would you not share that with others?
Because I've been in athletics. I played rugby quite intensely until I was about 22, as well as athletics during the summer. I've had my time, and I've done okay at having my time. And I think it's the next person's time. So that's why, and people say to me, what's your PB, or what it is that you've done? And I said, I can't really remember. Dinosaurs ruled the earth when those bits and pieces came up. And so I said, now this is your time. So we need to get you to where I possibly want to be, could be, or whatever. So that's why I tend not to tell people about what I've done, when I've done a marathon in 3 hours or 100 metres in 10.6 or whatever. I tend not to.
That's lovely. So you like to focus on the person that you're motivating. So it's not about you, it's about them. It's about them. I mean, I know that you've coached former GB athletes. And is that kind of, in a way, how you get the best out of them, by getting to know them and understanding what makes them tick?
Yes, it's got to be. It's got to be, because when you do athletics or sports of any sort, it's such hard work. And it's, in athletics, it's such an individual sport. So you've got to get to know them and find out. And sometimes people break down three quarters of the way through some of the sessions and you think, okay, have a rest, hop out for two and try and get yourself back in for two more, for the last two or something like that. So that's what tends to happen, yes.
So knowing when people need a kind word or just need to, just to actually, they're finding it maybe too much and just giving them a little bit of a break. So in terms of your coaching and your training, kind of feeling how people feel that day, and if they're a little bit flat, maybe going a little bit kinder with them. Because I know, Juno, you've got a bit of a reputation down at the athletics club that I hang out at for being a bit scary.
Yes, it's as you possibly...
What? did you know this, Fran? Can you believe that? Can you believe? Yes.
No. I just know that he's a kind of taskmaster. And after each session, we always say we've been Junoed.
It's a verb, Fran, isn't it? It's a verb to be Junoed.
Yes, that's possibly so. As Fran said, you've been Junoed, but it's different. At the athletics club, at the track, it's not just at Ladywell Fields or whatever, the track. At the athletics club, I tend to be the noisy one. So because I'm having to shout at six or eight people to motivate them to say, Ellie, pick your knees up, Fran, you need to move up a bit more. Or Fran, can you swap round with someone else because you're not running as well? So from that point of view, or Fran, can you start 10 metres before or on the second or third whistle? And also with athletics, especially the club on the track, a lot of the people, certain where I coach athletics now, don't understand track disciplines. So I tend to be the one that says, no, you can't be on the inside two lanes having a chat to your mate or girlfriend or whatever. Move to the outside and have a chat, or to the inside and have a chat. And it's like crossing a road. And no one else seems to be able to do that.
So that's a kind of the tough Juno, isn't it? That's the kind of the firm boundaries, guidelines. You know, if you want to work with me, you've got to work hard, and these are the boundaries. And that's the kind of how you set your stall, don't you? You set your stall, and this is what it is, and this is how it is. And then when you set the stall and people abide by that, mm-hmm. then you can go a little bit kind of understanding them. But so that's quite interesting. So you've got the kind of the good cop, bad cop.
That's right.
I love that about you, Juno, because when I first met you, everyone's like, oh God, he's very scary. You know, you don't just go and speak to Juno. You have to wait to be invited to speak to him.
That's so true. So his discipline is really one's motivation.
Yes, it's got to be a bit of that. Yeah, it's got to be discipline. Everything you do in life, it's about discipline. So it's got to be a bit of
that. I totally agree.
Yes.
So interesting, you know, so we've spoken to Yasha, and you know Yasha well, actually, because you coach Yasha. And Shikin, I'm not sure you know Shikin, you would really like her. She's a kind of a dynamo. But you're all motivators. But what you have in common, which is interesting, speaking to the three of you, is you're all very different. But what you have in common is that you all really like people. And people motivate you as much as you motivate them, that motivates you. So that connection. And getting up in the morning is because you like the person, you want to support them, you want to help them. And that is really interesting, because it's not something that I would have initially have said, sitting down to do a podcast on motivation, that it would be about a two-way thing about how you motivate people is because they give you something back to motivate you. And I think that's really lovely, because it comes from all three of you.
I think that's very true. Yash was my first PT client, where she started off not being able to do certain things. And I said, well, if we do this for a month, we can then do a bit more in a month's time. And you just keep upping the goalpost. If that's the case, keep upping the times and things like that. And now, as you know, she's doing her own thing, even though I still take her once or twice a week. She's doing her own thing, and quite capably.
Well, you've been a mentor, haven't you, Juno? You know, you've been a mentor to me, definitely, and a mentor for Yasha, because, you know, she went on to do all her PT qualifications, and now she really is an excellent PT, and she's a great motivator. So we've got you to thank. You can have 10% of that, Juno. We've got you to thank for that. we're coming to the end of this, Juno. I could speak to you for hours and listen to your stories. Fran, is there anything that you want to, before we lose Juno, is there anything you'd like to ask Juno?
No, I just was wanting to know what the core of your motivation was, and that was his discipline. Like you said, all our different guests relate to people, and people give them motivation, which particularly now is such an important thing.
Yeah, I think that connection is really important.
Yes, and also similar things. Sometimes it's chucking it down in rain, it's possibly snowing a bit and things like that, but you've still got to be there. And if those you want to be there, those people are going to want to be there as well, out with you doing the bits and pieces.
Yeah, they've got to like you, haven't they?
Yes, very.
They've got to like you, otherwise they're not going to be there. Yeah. It's been brilliant, actually, you know. It's been really brilliant. I feel lucky that we've had you join us. I know you're a busy man. Trying to pin you down is not easy. Yes. You're a busy man, yes. I know that. Yeah. But we really, really thank you for coming on to our Find Joan podcast. So thanks a lot.
Yeah, pleasure. As I said, I hate talking about myself, but pleasure.
Thanks, Juno. No, that was brilliant, Juno. That was fantastic. Thank you to all our guests. Three really interesting stories about what motivates them. Well, Fanny, what have we got for the following month?
Well, we're going to be talking about
resilience and strength.
Resilience and strength. Perfect. Well, I'm sure you've got some great guests lined up.
We do.
I look forward to it.